It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. As homeowners who suffered losses from Sandy start to rebuild following the storm, FEMA has released new flood maps for New York City, Westchester County, and 10 coastal communities in New Jersey. The maps are strictly advisory at this point, but they're likely to take effect in 2014 and will be used by insurance companies to dictate premium rates and by building officials to set regulations for new construction. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian visited the Jersey Shore community of Manteloking to find out what new maps will mean for local residents.
Manteloking sits on a barrier island 13 miles south of Asbury Park. The borough contains just over 500 homes and is 2 miles long by only a quarter of a mile at its widest parts. It suffered enormous damage in the storm, and if you drive around now, you still see house after house ripped from its foundation, roofs split in half, and walls shorn away, exposing people's kitchens and bedrooms for all the world to see. Chris Nelson is special counsel to the mayor and town council of Manteloking.
Basically, the ocean breached the town of the entire length. In some cases, it was, 1 to 2 feet deep. In other cases, it was 5 to 6. And we had a very nice dune line, anywhere between 16 to 22 feet in town. Unfortunately, the ocean just pretty much obliterated the entire dune system.
Hurricanes and nor'easters are nothing new in Manteloking. The borough's website has black and white photos of toppled houses along the beach from previous storms in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. But after each time, residents rebuilt in mostly the same way, keeping their homes close to the water and elevated only a few feet off the ground. That afforded them protection from only the most minor of storm surges. Sandy will likely change all that.
Our recommendations are there for a reason. If you did adhere to certain codes and standards, your home would not have suffered so much damage.
That's Bill McDonnell, FEMA's Deputy Branch Director for Mitigation. Flood maps dating back to the early 1980s dictate that homes along Manteloking's shore be built 12 feet above sea level to reduce the risk of flooding. And the new maps just released would raise that to 14 feet. Many of the borough's historic homes built in the late 19th and early 20th centuries were grandfathered in. But now that they're destroyed and homeowners start to rebuild, they'll be required to follow the new regulations. McDonnell says residents would be smart to follow the example of homeowner Ed Wright, whose house largely survived the storm surge while many around it did not.
Mr. Wright, 30 years ago, was creative enough to go above and beyond the local standards. So when he put it on pilings, he was, again, ahead of his time. And if you speak to him, he is of the opinion that everyone in this area should be built as high or higher than him.
That would change the entire look and feel of many communities along the Jersey Shore. But as climatologists predict that powerful storms like Sandy could become more frequent and more deadly, it may be the only option. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.